Indiana University Police Lieutenant Craig Monroe says the Bloomington campus brings together tens of thousands of people, usually in a hurry on any given school day, meaning there's always a real risk for accidents.
If you drive across campus, you will have students walking across the roadways anywhere, at any time. You will have drivers at times that there's a lot of vehicle traffic. Sometimes the speed is excessive, you know, for the conditions with the students out, especially during class change. Sure, it's a problem. Probably is on every campus. It's really hard to control the pedestrian traffic along with, you know, especially when the classes are as far apart. There's a lot of distractions today, iPods, phones, things like that.
But Monroe says there's no clear roadmap for policy changes, especially so soon after Peter DeWong's death. Adding IU Police will be involved in any talks to alter current policies. IU Dean of Students Harold Goldsmith says the school is more concerned with offering counseling in the immediate aftermath of DeWong's death.
I think we're certainly going to take this seriously. I mean, a student death is a tragic thing, and we're all affected by it. And so I think we will expedite conversations and reviews and just see what we need to do.
But Goldsmith says university officials haven't yet decided what action, if any, needs to be taken to address how to better mix pedestrian and vehicular traffic.
We have 40,000 students and a large number of staff members all converging in a relatively small space at the same time, and there's a lot of movement on this campus. You know, there's a lot of, particularly at the beginning of semesters, there's a lot of unfamiliarity with one-way streets or with where it's safe to cross and those kinds of things.
DeWong, a sophomore, was struck by an SUV driven by fellow class of 2012 student Justin Newman, who Monroe says was driving with a suspended license. Newman could face criminal charges in connection with the incident. Monroe says it'll likely take several days to complete a police report as witness statements are gathered and transcribed. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.